there somebody in there?
No, that's a robot. It's like a Clint Ruckus robot in there.
Is Dan in there? Clint!
Welcome back. Man. This is the close of the stream at Build 2013. It's been an amazing 3 days.
It's been outstanding, brother.
The lights are up. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
It's true.
And starting probably right now, you can start watching some of the earlier sessions from day one and two. We've been coding these videos as we roll, so they're going up right away. Just go to Channel 9. You'll see them there. We'll put some of them through the homepage. There's some sessions that we didn't have time to do live. So I did an interview with Bill Buxton. Mm-hmm. We interviewed some people about the 3D printers that are here.
Yes, which are super cool.
Yep, those will be going up next week. So, yeah, I wanted to ask, what was one of your favorite things here this week?
Well, I mean, the number one thing was being surrounded by so many talented, passionate developers.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate it only happens once a year, but it's really nice to be around
these
people, man. Maybe a little more often. Nevertheless, as far as like the virtual stuff, all the Channel 9 live interviews were great. I really want to shout out to all the folks out there, if you're still on there. Your questions were amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, wonderful questions. Clearly the right people were asking them. Thank you for asking them. And for the questions we didn't get to, there's always next time, man.
Yeah.
And by the way, when is Channel 9 Live going to be streaming next? Where are you going to be?
Next, Russia. We will be St. Petersburg, Russia, doing Channel 9 Live Imagine Cup 13.
Oh,
so it's Imagine Cup World Finals. So.
Well, they wouldn't let Carmine in St. Petersburg.
We couldn't get you a visa. They just said no.
In,
no way.
No way.
Yeah. No.
Cool.
Maybe next time.
So it was really...
I do want... shout out to a couple of my favorite things here. Spiro. Thank you to the Spiro people. They've entertained us on the desk here all week. And the big ball that was rolling around earlier was one of their projects.
Nice.
So it's a big version of Spiro. This device runs through a phone. Android, Windows, I'm sure is some other brand too. But you can change the color. You can drive it all over. It's got some programming things you can do with it. Really cool. So check into that. My absolute favorite thing at the show, though, was the 3D printers.
These guys.
Some amazing stuff. So we've got some chainmail here. This is from 3D Systems.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a online system where you can upload your own models and have things printed out and sent to your house. So if you don't have a 3D printer, you can take it that route. Really cool stuff. Some of the things that you watch for the video coming up next week with the 3D printer, they have like a 3D printed guitar. They have some gypsum powder things. It's kind of like a sandstone, so it's like printing out with rock. It's
right
unbelievable.
Cool.
So we'll have that up next week. And
I wanted just one thing. The Anders was on yesterday.
Yeah.
And we spent the whole time talking about TypeScript. So what we did was when we weren't live anymore, we recorded at least a half an hour more of Anders on C#.
And we had a ton of questions here, so we just lined up the questions that we couldn't get to live.
So
if you sent a question on C#, it might have actually got answered.
It probably did.
Watch for that next week, too.
They're still working on it.
Yeah.
So, right on, man.
All right.
And, hey, as always, it's been wonderful.
This is it. Thank you, Charles. And we'll see
you. And also, hey, big kudos to the people that no one sees.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we should bring them up here.
Absolutely.
Man.
Special thanks to Golnaz.
Golnaz, G Money.
Everyone else here, thank you so much.
You guys rock.
And we will see you next time.
Thank you, man.